I mentioned I started going to church recently. LDS, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and having a pretty positive experience. The women there are so kind. The men seem kind. And I went 3 times, and I had asked Thomas to go. And he started looking into the church. And an interesting turn of events happened, because I was planning to get baptized on the 1st of June. And then he started researching about the church, and I was starting to think again that a union between a man and a woman is ordained by God, and that is the only union that is ordained by God. And I remember thinking about this when I was going to the Methodist church and thinking, nope, can't do this. Can't think about women. Which is the same thing that happened when I joined the military. Nope, can't do this. Not allowed. The same thing that happened when I was in high school. The first woman I ever kissed. My mom found out about it. Nope, can't do that. Oppression after oppression after oppression when I'm trying to figure out who I am. Still to this day, over 20 years later from that first time. I was 17. 21 years later, here I am. And that was just one of the things that he brought to my attention about the Church of Latter-day Saints. Because many churches have that same belief about God. But a lot of churches nowadays will say all are welcome. Maybe they just want to get you in the door, but they also want you to understand this is the way it's supposed to be according to God in the Bible. And still trying to figure it out. And the other thing that I'm certain on that he brought to my attention was not wanting to give my energy to billionaires. And this church is the wealthiest church in the world, $236 billion, more than the richest human on the planet, more than a few of the richest humans on the planet this church has. They invest into stocks. They had over $100 billion in investments, plus more, plus 1.36 more. And I don't understand how a church can have that much money and how the world can be in the condition that it's in now. And the only way I can explain that is if this church has to do with some of the way the world is now. And that's why nothing's being done about it through the money that is being tithed to this church. It concerns me. And I love the women at the church. They're so kind, as I said. And yes, I do want a tribe of loving women, loving humans. But I will not divide myself from that value that I have in order to join a tribe. Because then it's not my true self joining that tribe. It's someone else. And I already did that with the military. Changed something I was curious about, or maybe it was something that I did value, which is to be able to love whoever you want to love. And then I joined the military and had to divide myself from who I really was. I joined that United Methodist Church, divided myself. And now this church is asking me to do the same thing. And I will not divide myself from who I am about the billionaire thing, for one. I'm not supporting billionaire companies or people. Start acting socially responsible and do your part. And I'm not going to divide myself from my bisexuality.